Very appropriately, as I said yesterday, the day after the Feast of the Exaltation of the True Cross, we have the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, commemorating the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, seven, remember, the scriptures means many. There are not just seven sorrows, there are many sorrows that the Blessed Mother suffered in her lifetime, in joining to the sufferings of Christ, her Son, in bringing the Church with her to the foot of the cross where she stood, and whereas St. Simeon the prophet had prophesied, a sword should pierce her heart. And of course, many of the depictions have seven swords to signify the seven sorrows. And so today, we join ourselves to the Most Holy Mother, and we are privileged on this day to have been able to read, in some places we chant, and of course we do this during Lent, during the Stations of the Cross, the wonderful sequence of the feast of today, the Stabat Mater. At the cross, her station keeping, stood the Mother to the last. And that is the great gift that the Blessed Mother gives to us, that she perseveres, and we too must persevere. Our life is full of suffering and of sorrows, and we need to accept that. If we try to escape it, we will only escape salvation itself. We must join ourselves to the sufferings of Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to suffer to save us. And of course, he did not come alone. He came through the ministration and the obedience of the Holy Mother, Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows. And so today, we join ourselves to her, and then she brings us to him at the foot of the cross, and we join to him as we offer up all our sorrows. Only God knows how many those are. And of course, some of us have to experience more than others. Some of us never suffer anything. And I remember telling somebody who was always happy-go-lucky and never suffered anything, I said, you know, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your spiritual life. If you don't have any sufferings, there is something wrong with you. If you follow Christ, if you follow Mary, if you follow the Church, you have to suffer. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so if you are laden with sorrows, laden with sufferings, then know that you're on the right path. Because the only path to heaven is the path that we undertake, following Jesus on the cross, and Mary by the cross, and carrying our own cross or crosses as God wills. May our Blessed Mother continue to bless us, protect us, and bring us to the cross of Christ, that with that cross, the only key to the gate of heaven, we may also enter the heavenly kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.